Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
In three, un, deux, trois. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oui, oui.
Bonjour, Mancina. Je suis...
L'édition, s'il vous plaît.
L'édition.
Remember that one?
Moi, s'il vous plaît, please.
Et l'édition, s'il vous plaît.
L'édition. The check?
Check, please. Oh, good job. God. Nicely done.
Oh, check, please.
Nice.
Yes. And turns
That's
out...
That's all I learned. S'il vous plaît, l'édition.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
Merci. And then, monsieur?
Monsieur, pardon, excusez-moi. Au revoir.
Pardon, yes.
Au revoir. If you can't tell, we're back from Paris. Gay as can be. Gay Paris. Know,
I can't remember left. Go left.
I don't know. Left is Kierda.
Paul. Oh, if I heard it, I might know it. Nah, I don't know. Yep. Home sweet home, baby. Sovereign soil. The United States of America feels
greatest
good.
Greatest country in the world.
But Paris was freezing sweet. No yeah, swearing.
It's cold.
No swearing.
What?
Wiper, no swearing. It was sweet, dude.
Yeah, it was cold. It was sick. Paris, second time for me, first time for you. We?
Yes.
What was cool is we were staying in the same neighborhood me and Kelly stayed in last time.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
It stayed at the old mama shelter.
Yep, took the same...
Kinky, freaky little hotel, no, dude.
So, you know what's funny, too, is one of our friends that was there looked it up and saw that it was like mama shelters, all this stuff. Like, they do, like, what? Like, one-night stands there, like, all this crazy sex shit, and they sell... all the vibrators and stuff in the lobby.
It's like sex toys in the lobby.
Apparently, there's ones that are way freak. So that's a chain. There's like four of them in Paris or something. Mm-hmm. And the one we were at is like the family friendly one.
Tame one.
Yeah, like
a good restaurant in there.
Best one for kids and stuff. It said, but that is a freaky hotel. They had masks in the
room. Every room had a mask.
Like sex masks.
I had Batman and Hulk.
I had two robots.
Beep, beep,
one,
beep, bop, bop, boop, beep.
One buddy Ernie had a bunny mask and Batman.
A lot of Batman. Paul had a
Hulk and
it's Hulk and Spider-Man. Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, cool hotel, but except yeah. The first floor, dude. Don't never go there. Don't stay in the first floor because there's a club downstairs that you can hear till about goes till about 3 a.m.
If we heard it in our room, I can only imagine how loud it was in your room.
That's what you're hearing the whole time. And then outside of that window is like a little
Oh, and you were you were 112. Yeah, there was a little what in the front?
Outside of my window there. I think there was some
oh, really?
In between here. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, there was something back there because I would hear people in the morning too.
Yes. And I, my friend, was walking around naked one morning, as you do in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to do that.
Especially in Europe.
Yeah, for sure. And then I go to pack up that night, and I double check the blinds. Good, like, 1 foot gap. So
I gotta show. In your first floor.
So there's probably some videos of me of all the other skateboarders watched me walk around naked. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Right, not the first
time.
Yeah,
boy. Hey, but that's what you do at Mama Shelter, though. It's a kinky little place.
Mama Shelter is a kinky. Kelly answered the door to the cleaning people. No top.
Wow.
Yeah, Paris, baby.
With just some baby nipples, huh? That's funny. No top. Bold move. There's guys who were doing the cleaning. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the guy that she talked to. I don't know. She's just fully embracing the European.
Jeez.
It's very free in the nip in Europe.
That guy was stoked.
Yeah. what else? It was epic though. We got, you know, sent out there, shipped up, shipped out with very
by the
different
old
like info. So you didn't know what you were getting into. You know what
French
I mean?
French Federation of Roller Skateboarding.
Of skateboarding and roller skating, I think.
Roller skateboarding. The French Federation of French. French. What I just said was the real name. French Federation of Roller Skateboarding. Yeah.
Okay.
FFRS. Very weird name.
Yeah.
American wise.
Yeah. But great organization. Very cool.
Yeah, I still am a little gray on what the whole shebang was all about. I mean, I know it was to raise awareness for adaptive skating. I just don't know. I'm just don't know where it came from. Why did they?
It was front of French, I believe, French Olympic officials.
Okay.
Like people officially, like on the board of the French Olympics or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to. It was really a bring awareness event, I believe.
Right.
Which
right.
was the most eyes, I think, other than like social media and stuff, the most eyes ever live on adaptive skateboarding.
Oh, for sure.
It was
hands
epic.
Down.
We were in an arena. Like, that was such a cool feeling.
The brand new Adidas Arena, dude.
Dude, it was epic.
Beautiful arena.
The whole, it was electric in there.
I was up in the old Adidas suite, dude, the box.
Yeah, you were living the high life up there.
First time in a box. I've never been in a box before. You know what I mean? I mean, people put me in a box all the time. I'm always trying to break out of a box. But
in a box.
I like to think outside of the bun and outside of the box. But it was my first time in there, and it was, dude, you show up. First, it was just me and Paul. We were the first two in there.
Oh.
Nobody else in there, and we were just
full
going
spread.
Through stuff. I mean, it was full spread, like, coffee, espresso, wine, red, white, champagne, beer, and then the food came later, just nonstop. What do they have?
Yeah, I was down with the peasants. I was
corned beef sliders turned into mozzarella sticks.
I was eating
into
cucumber sandwiches down there.
Oh,
Jared.
Man, the hot dogs. Pot, it was everything. It was great, dude. Well, I was having a blast up there.
I couldn't
yelling.
Even throw me a chip down.
We were just screaming for Momiji and Vincent. Yeah.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Mila. What? I forgot his last name.
Milu?
Vincent Milo?
Milu.
No.
Milu. That's how they were saying Milu.
Milu. Yes.
That Milo. Was cool.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was electric. The Paris, the French fans were insane.
Dude, like, it was. Down in the pit there was loud, my dog.
Oof, I was in there for a minute, and
right before we went on, there was the final,
the getting into the finals
before finals, and the crowd was full tilt.
Yeah,
and it was just loud, and
dude, I was sitting next to Kareem Campbell,
nervous
kid at a candy shop, like
Kareem. Yes, I got a photo with Kareem. Had to.
I had to, dude. He, you don't understand. Oscar asked me who was my favorite street skater like 2 days before that, and I said Kareem Campbell.
Really?
And then randomly I'm sitting next to him in the lounge, and then get introduced to him. We were talking for a while, and then he was like obsessed with my daughter, so he, like every time we'd be out and about, he would come up and like play with her. Same with like Deshaun Jordan. He would come like running through the crowd and like holding her and taking pics with her and shit. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I got to meet the baby for the first time too.
Yeah,
I got a lot of cuddles in with that little baby.
She's so cute. That was epic. She went to Paris.
How was that travel with the kiddo, dude?
It wasn't bad. Like, life's different when you travel with a kid, but it's not. At least so far, it's not. I'm really like proud of ourselves because we traveled minimally. Like, we didn't bring a ton of stuff and we crushed it. Like, she was amazing, and just Kelly would strap her on her chest and we just go anywhere, and she'd sleep when she want, eat when she wants, and just like, she was just stoked to be out and about.
Yeah, the old chest, what do they call that,
the papoose,
is that what they call it?
No, it's the baby carrier.
Is that the brand?
Oh, the one. There's the Baby Bjorn. People always say
Baby Bjorn. Yeah,
you don't have
class.
That. Have
that's the one we had back in
we
the
have
day.
We have the Artie Pope. It's like this expensive one, but
yeah, the Gucci.
Believe it or not, it was like people always come up to Kelly, like, "Is it worth it?" And like, it is, because she held her for 8 hours in that thing on
same as the baby Bjorn
on the SLS.
Same
day.
As the baby Bjorn, bro.
But no back pain.
Yeah, same thing, dude. How can it be that different?
It's nice.
You're paying for marketing,
but then you got the linen that breathes, and then the Sherpa for warmth.
See, the Sherpa lining is sounding nice.
That's nice because she's warm, and you don't have to over like dress her.
Yeah, she can just be cut up with a little beanie in the Sherpa, and then she's
beanie
good to go.
Beanie and some shoes, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Seen you guys in...
It was great to see you.
A long time.
Yeah, it was...
Months since before the baby, so at least six...
At least 6 months.
Wait, since my wedding. No.
Oh, yeah, since June.
It's June, dude. Crazy.
I know.
And it was full on baby time, dude. I just held the baby the whole time.
I know. You came up one morning, one night. We would be like insomniacs. So you came up, called it like 2 a.m. You guys up? Come up and chill in the room.
Come chill with the baby. Fun.
You were right under us, I realized. You were
gotta get the baby
12. Time. We were 211. I'm wondering if you were hearing me try ollies on my board to make sure my knee was okay.
I don't know if that was you ollieing, but I heard something up there. There was some up and down for sure.
Yeah, I was seeing how fast I can ollie back.
I think I was one door over, I believe.
Yeah, you were one.
Maybe two, one or two, yeah.
Because you were beasts.
I was one, yeah, one, two, beasts.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Beasts.
Man, I looked for that sandwich for 4 days till I found it.
Oh, the pepperoni?
The soucison. It's salami pickle butter baguette. And it took forever. I finally found a puppy, got every meal the rest of the trip.
Did you?
I was eating croissants, Jerry. I was getting all the desserts. Oh, man. And I feel like I lost weight. So
maybe. Yeah.
Did so many stairs. My knee is in the most pain it's ever been.
Is it hurting?
It's really hurting.
Not to mention you were going in on the demo.
Yeah, I realized
tried the board slide for... 30 minutes.
Good 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was so nervous, and then they're like,
dude,
"Oh, gonna,
I felt like I was gonna
go
throw
on early."
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, was... they were like, "You're on now in like 5 minutes," and it was really like 20 minutes from then. But the 5 minute, like unexpected, threw everyone off because we also were like, "Oh, we didn't have the baby ready." Like, it's just thrown off,
scary.
And then we all got thrown into it, and then we get out there, and then they like line us up. I mean, you're standing next to me, and they're like announcing names. You're like, "What are you gonna do when they get to you?" And I'm like, "I gotta do something." And
yeah,
like,
they made us all line up.
Dave told me he was gonna hump his cane, and I was like, I debated playing the cane like the guitar. Thankfully, you talked me out of it, and it was fun. Andy, dude, we gotta talk about Andy.
What? Did I miss something?
So Andy. I got so much respect for Andy. It's great what he. I think it's great what he did. I don't know what your opinion's gonna be, but Andy never like got like the invite, which doesn't. I think the invite just meant like that's who they knew of. They didn't like. I think they would have invited a lot of people, honestly, but not because it was like you didn't want it jam packed. But it was. I think it got all thrown together like really quick. But Andy found out like the homies were going. And he booked his flight one night and then shows up and then practices with us with no wristband and then gets in the next day and does the demo with us. Like
does
he wasn't
demo.
Going to, and everyone else was like, "Dude, just go up.
Get in." Yeah, I thought it was just part of it. Yeah,
I was glad he did. Like that was sick. But I thought that was so legendary. Like he just squeaked in there and did it. Like that was
do
cool.
It, baby.
Yeah, it's cool. Being
the course ended up working out.
Yeah, it was a
It was mild course for SLS.
It was the most mild SLS course ever, probably.
Yeah.
And
smaller one, too.
Yeah, small course, but
just got a little crazy.
Good amount of features that you could hit, like good banks, good little gaps.
Like everything, like there was like fake brick banks. There's mellow banks. So that was a hip.
Nice rails.
Three stair, little hubba. Then there was my classic flat bar that you could pop over into the brick bank.
Which is your favorite.
My fave skis. There was a little perfect size Euro gap.
Yeah, a little Euro.
It wasn't technically
grass.
A Euro gap.
Yeah, it was just
kind of
like
flat.
A bump to like a little up.
With
up,
a little grass gap.
Up gap, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. a gyro means you go up as well. So that one was kind of just like.
Well, you went up on one side. Oh, up. You're landing up. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. That one was like, you go up, but it goes flat across the gap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was cool. It was like perfect size for, I would love to have that park in my backyard.
Everyone was cruising. Me and Dan are the only two blind people there. And
we found each other.
Seven skaters. And out of everyone there, we found each other and ran into each other. I smacked the shit out of them with my cane. I was like trying to 180 up the three stair, and you were by the bank rail. And apparently, I think Kelly yelled to you like, you're like, stop. Where do I go? And you're like,
hey, don't move.
Still move. Fucking nailed you. Oh, that was too good. That was great. That Felipe's freaking slaying around there. Ernie's crazy. Yeah. Oscar, Andy, and then you know Victor and Mariano came out to help out. That was cool. It was a great time, dude. Everyone shredded. You got the kickflip. Did you get a kickflip back 50?
No, there's nothing for me to skate like that.
You did 5-0.
I did Smith pop out, 5-0 pop out, 50 pop over, front blunt pop over, kickflip fakie, and then tray flip fakie on the bank.
Jeez, yeah, that's a lot.
And then I ollie the three and try to kickflip the three. And
oh, nice.
Didn't get the K bomb.
Close.
Cool. Nah, it was too narrow for me.
Yeah.
Just getting scared. I was getting a bruised heel on a three star. I was like, all right, I'm done.
I had a funny like I don't know if it's synchronicity or what, but like I've always been a fan of like Jamie Foy, and he like Kelly saw him earlier, and I wanted to like go up to him, and she was just like, no, dude, like don't bother him or whatever. I was like, yeah, you're right. And then I've never met him before. And then me trying the rail, I didn't realize like there's 10 minutes of it. Someone's like giving me pointers and yelling like, yo, you got that, blah, 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 like so invested. And then Kelly's like, dude, that's Jamie Foy. And I was like, oh shit. And he was like helping me out like the whole time. And he's like, dude, get him some wax and like all this shit. And
he's the best.
Yeah. He's such a nice guy though. And
Foy toy, dude.
Boy, big boy Foy.
Boy Foy.
It was a fun time. It's great, dude.
Yeah, so many great, a lot of great skaters there too. Everyone was really nice. Yeah.
Oh, such nice people, and like
Tori, Foy.
Tori Pudwell, Foy, Dominic Walker, who I don't think you know, but he's so nice. And it's like all these people, dude, Deshaun, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And the trainer was amazing. The day before practice, I like ghetto wrapped my knee like super tight with this ace bandage. And it was so tight that it was cutting off. Like, I couldn't feel my foot. And so every time I threw my board down, I couldn't even feel my front foot to, like, go do anything. And I was like, oh, this is going to be
too tight.
And then the next day, there's the trainer there. And I go in the training room. I'm like, hey, I have, like, no ACL. Do you mind, like, helping me, like, tape my knee up so it at least stays kind of stable? And she's like, let me take a look at this and, like, checks it out. She's like, I would tell you not to skateboard, but I know that's like not going to happen. So we're just going to do the best we can. And she taped me up. My knee stayed together. The tape sweat off my knee like 3/4 into it. Kept going, but somehow it held up. And I was just so grateful. It was such a good, because we talked about it on here. Like, I was so bummed out, like with all this stuff. And after going out there, it was kind of that like last like send off I needed, no matter what happened. Like, even though I didn't land the trick I wanted, whatever, like it was such an awesome experience. And like being able to skate with the Adaptive homies and like showcase Adaptive skateboarding, try and get it even further. And like just being a part of that at such like an epic event. And, you know, before I have to go do all this shitty stuff. And it was just such a, like with your friends. And it was really cool to just get to do that before all this stuff happens.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a closure moment, you know? And then on top of that, I got to talk to, like, this honestly was worth the entire trip, if not for anything else. Getting to talk to, like, a bunch of these pros, like, not even asking for it. They heard me say something to the trainer, and then, like, one by one would, like, come talk to me about how they went through, like, the ACL surgery and how it's just, dude, you're gonna come back stronger. Like, I know it is like the shittiest feeling, and like you're feeling all this stuff, and it will be like, you know, one, like, days will feel long sometimes, and it feels like you're not going anywhere, but you're getting better, and it's just gonna be better when you come back. So that was like getting to hear that from top level athletes, because I didn't get to hear that from anyone, you know, that's been through it like that level yet. And it's really, it was like really encouraging.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Need that. And you got the tip from Nyjah to get
The seatbelt. I
the extra little.
called, and the nurse sounded like she had no idea what I was talking about. So I'm still waiting to hear it back.
Oh,
And I'm like,
okay.
was he fucking with me?
No, did you Google it?
No, I'm gonna Google. I gotta Google it, but I think it's real. Obviously, it's real. It's gotta be real. But
Yeah.
yeah, getting those tips, and it was great. It's awesome. And then even like that was the coolest feeling, having arena go crazy for you, trying one trick like at the end, like one more try. Even if you don't land it, it's still like everyone goes nuts. It was sick.
Yeah, it came down to
There were times
they called the time, like, give me one more, I got one more.
Mariano like has the clip. I landed on it and slipped out.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
I know. And it's funny because like that, like just like athlete in me, like perfectionist, whatever it is, like you just think about that too. You're like, ah, it was so close. But like I feel at peace with it, which is a great feeling. It's like whatever. It was so fun.
The arena, dude. SLS. Heavy
That was nuts.
hitters out there just killing it,
Heavy.
dude. It's
Dude,
wild.
hearing how other, like, how pros skate, like, that can see, I've never experienced that before, like that, and competition skate. The amount of tricks, insane tricks, like, every trick is a banger, like, back to back, like, 5 seconds apart, if that.
Yeah, they're doing,
It's insane,
they're
dude.
doing
Like,
like 7 tricks in 45 seconds. It's
but not
insane.
just seven tricks, like seven bangers.
It's unreal, dude. It's unreal.
That was something. I was also talking to Kelly about this. I've never been at an event. It feels like I've never truly loved what I've done before. I've always loved the training, but I've never loved the competition part, which is weird. Like I started to once right before I got hurt, I started getting like more, you know, confident with that stuff and like into it. But you would fight and you'd be like, all right, I want to get the fuck out of here now. Like, I don't want to stay here. Like, I could have stayed there forever and like feeling truly like, oh, dude, I love being here. Like, loving what you do. Like, obviously that's like it's a little dramatic to say, but like, it's like, dude, I've never felt that feeling before where you're like truly love to be there and like don't
Yeah,
mind the
because
outcome.
skateboarders, for the most part, they're not, we're not competing against each other.
Yeah.
We're all just skating and doing the best we can, and we're stoked for each other.
Exactly.
We're not like, fuck that dude, I'm gonna fucking beat him. Like,
Yes.
that's not what it's about.
Which
It's all, which skateboarding is just more like, damn, the getting hyped on each other and getting vibing off each other and the getting stoked on each other. Not, you know what I mean? Not
Yeah.
wanting to like really beat each other.
Yeah,
Obviously,
because there
everyone
is
wants to win, but it's like all in a very communal way.
no, and there is that like friendship off the mat, but there is, it's just that I fucking hate you while this is going on, like I hope I break your neck type thing, like, you know, like when you're competing against each other, it is so like, but I love the training. I've just always loved getting better at something, I think was what I loved, but I never truly loved competing in what I was doing, if that makes sense. And
Yeah,
it
for
came to
sure.
all this, like this trip was huge for me. I've never like processed so much. Like I there was times where I had to like really like be alone kind of to process things that I was feeling that I didn't know I would feel, and like it really helped me grow on the other side. Like there were some times where I just like really would have to like work through some emotions, and even like, oh man, this hit really hard. I think it was right after the SLS competition day, like that night. I haven't like grieved really over my brother in a long time. Like I haven't really been feeling it. Things have been good, whatever, like so distracted with the baby and everything. And like you don't even know, but like that's still like weighing on your mind, like that's still always a part of you, like that grief or whatever, missing your brother. And after the competition, I was so stoked about like everything that happened and like, you know, meeting like Kareem, dude, brought back all these memories as a kid, like playing the video games with my brothers and all this shit, and like just skating together and stuff. And I called my brother John and we talked real quick, and like we're close, but like he's busy, he has his family. There's a lot of stuff going on. We got to talk for a while, like a little bit. And I was telling him, you know, he's like, dude, like enjoy these moments, like you'll never get this time back, like type of thing. And just after like getting to talk to him about the day and everything, I realized when I hung up with him, because my brother's so stoic, he's not like a big emotion guy, but my other brother was. He was more like me, like kind of real, you know, big emotions. And when I hung up, I realized all I wanted to do was call my other brother. And it hit me like a ton of bricks in the hotel room. Like I broke down so hard, like that ugly crying, you know, like that loud crying, like not even me, like I couldn't control it, it just came over me. And it was just wild, like processing that, like,
Well, you guys shared skateboarding so much together. You would have been so stoked for him to see that, you know?
exactly. And like just wondering, because he was so ahead of the time with like the filming, he was always like editing films and stuff, like what we would have maybe done to get, like I knew he, like he's the type of person that would have came on this trip regardless, like he would have just booked a flight and like been out and been stoked, you know. So it's like it was hard kind of grieving that, and then you fight this feeling of like, wow, dude, this emotion could drive me insane, like it could just consume me and it's all I could think about, and then you have to just pull yourself out of it, you know. But it is like it was a real like growth through that too, of like really just identifying, okay, this is what I'm feeling and I just got to get through it. But it was a lot, like,
Yeah, I
you
guess I
know.
don't know. I don't know what that level, you know? I
Yeah.
don't know, losing somebody that close.
Yeah, especially someone like, you know, like he did, his vision was that documentary. Like he saw so much for like what I was doing that I didn't even recognize. That was really cool. And like I would just always get curious when I get like, you know, and you get stumped on ideas or what should I be doing next. It's like you want to call, like that's one of the people you want to call to talk to. I don't
Just
know. Sorry
talk,
to get
yeah.
kind of downer
Just
on.
ask him questions, man, you know.
Yeah.
The older brother.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was what I, like I said, like even just that part and like so many other things I worked through on that trip that I didn't know I'd be like faced with, just with like my journey and like my Olympic stuff and just a lot of stuff, you know. It was cool. And I feel like it came on a really good other side of everything.
That's what it seemed like. You're like ready for the
Yeah,
next step.
exactly. Whatever comes.
Yeah, and I would just say just be the Ollie, you know, talk to your
Yeah.
other brothers and be that emotional one, you know what I mean?
I always will be, and I always am. Like, even when they're not, you know,
Yeah,
like, I'll
exactly.
just always be that. And it's cool. It's cool to, like, you know, it sucks, but it's also cool. Like, you always have that person with you in a way, you know? I don't know.
A deep memory or the love, you know.
Yeah.
What did I just hear the other day? Grief is just love that has nowhere to go.
Damn, that's true.
You know,
Some
it's
real
just love
shit.
that you just know you have
Yeah,
it. You
it's
can't
just, you're
call that
full of
person
it.
and talk to him and tell him.
Yeah, you're like, and that's it. It was pouring out of me.
There's
That
nowhere to
it was
go.
insane. Yeah, wild. But no, and I don't say this as like negative stuff. It was all super positive. So it's cool.
Good trip, man. I had a blast. Yeah, I got home and I was just like, man, I miss Paris. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Me and Kelly are saying the same thing today. We're like, even just miss being able to walk into the bakery. Like, so good.
Yeah, it got me stoked on skating, though. Yeah, just watch
Yeah,
all those big contests, dude. You're just
you're
like, oh,
killing
man. You just want to be on point.
it. Yeah.
So
It
good.
also made me like realize, dude, like I wouldn't not to sound sappy, but like I wouldn't be the skater today if I didn't meet you. So I appreciate like everything you've taken the patience and time to like teach me and shit. Like I wouldn't know how to do a lot of this stuff. And
Yeah, man, I wouldn't be yeah, I wouldn't be as happy if I wouldn't have met you either, you know. Stoked.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
You
it
know,
just
we get to share
sort of.
blindness, get someone I can really share blindness together with, you know.
Yeah, it felt really cool to like, you know, you were just someone I really looked up to, especially in the skateboarding world, and then being able to like skateboard next to you in this crazy shit.
Yeah, that is wild,
Like,
right?
it's cool. Like, and
You
I
going from not from learning how to 50-50
it's dude, just skating
on
in
a
Venus
6-inch ledge.
Arena. If 6 inches.
That's wild, isn't it?
Oh my God. I remember that feeling of landing that 50-50 on a ledge that literally was as tall as my skateboard on wheels. Like,
Yeah, dude.
it was nuts, dude. And that's the next thing. I'm really stoked. You know, you're doing this whole park thing, and like, I'm really stoked to come like learn from you once I like get better too. Like
Yeah, we're gonna have the playground soon,
yeah,
dude.
dude, it's gonna be epic.
When are you gonna be 8 months from March?
I think it's
Is that what it
six.
is?
Don't quote me, but I think I'm six.
Nah.
No, because they told me four, and then the one Tori was like, "Dude, wait till six."
No, it's not. No way. What's his name just did it? Justin.
Yeah, but Justin's was way different. He had to do a cadaver and wait for this stuff.
Wait, you're not doing a cadaver? You're sewing yours up?
No. Yeah.
Oh, so it's still attached a little bit.
No, no, no. They're using another tendon from me. They're either going to use my quad or my patella tendon.
So, yeah, they got to put a new one in.
No, but it's not from. They're using my tissue. They're not
yeah,
using
but it's but
a
they're
dead
still
person.
They're still putting a new thing in there.
Yes, but
You
he
know what
had
I mean?
a donor.
Right, but it's that's the same in yeah, I
No,
got
no,
that.
no. The recovery is. I was talking to the doctor about this too. The recovery with a donor is like so much more intense, and it's not as good of a recovery like on the other side. Justin said he wasn't able to. His wasn't good enough. Like his tissue, his quad, and everything wasn't good enough to use for the
Oh,
ACL
really?
surgery. And he said his first, like he was on crutches for like 4 weeks or like longer. And I'm only on crutches for 2 weeks, and I go to physical therapy like 2 days after
Yeah,
surgery.
right after, yeah.
So it's like intense.
Oh, okay. So
So I'm lucky in that sense. I think it also like is age is kind of on my side a little bit too.
September to October would be 7 months.
So October is.
So you'll be able to hit the park.
Yeah.
A little bit and towards the end there,
Yeah, I'll
September,
be pushing
October.
around there.
Yeah, baby. We'll get you back.
Yeah. Be
We'll
back.
get you back.
Be stoked. I'm even just gonna enjoy being around it and stuff. It'll be fine. I have other stuff to work on too.
Yeah, people donate. Do we need donations?
Yeah, donate. We could do some I mean once you
We
get
can
some
get more
ramp board, I
ramps.
can come out there and promo some shit too.
Get some
And
ramping
get some
ramps.
moolah.
Yeah, dude. Raise some
It'll be sick
money.
to get a setup like the SLS. That was such a buttery setup. But
Everything was
also a
just so
quarter
mellow.
pipe. You need a quarter pipe. You have
Yeah,
one.
the one bank should have been a quarter pipe, or
Yeah.
would be a quarter pipe, and then the rails need to be more
Round.
hittable for
Yeah, more hittable.
like longer start, you know.
Yeah.
It was dope course though.
Yeah, a little three stair is perfect to start learning flips down it.
There was nothing there that was like super gnar, you know what I mean?
No.
Usually there's like a big rail and a double set or a big hubba, but there was none of that.
Yeah,
Everything
I've
was
seen a
really
couple
small.
SLS like that I've been to and they're insane.
This was
Or
mellow.
really just that one, I think. The one in Italy. But it was crazy, some of the like the double sets, yeah. But they're square rails too, which I don't understand.
Yeah, square.
Why do they do that?
They just mix it up. Some people like square.
Really?
Yeah, some people prefer square, some people prefer round, yeah.
Yeah.
For different tricks, it can be better, you know. But all preference. Preference.
We when you left the next day we went to the Eiffel Tower, and last time we were there it was like so slammed, dude, like extremely busy, couldn't move. We didn't even like go near it. And this time we're like, oh, here's the disability entrance. And we go through, there's no line. get like I think I was free and she bought a ticket. It was like $15, and we get in this elevator. And when I tell you, the
I heard
elevator
about this elevator.
was probably the size of our hotel room. Okay. So I was like, how big would you say that is? I don't know. Like,
you mean it's a massive elevator then?
not this size, maybe a little smaller. So like, I'm really bad with dimensions, but
Was
maybe
it
like,
8 feet by 8 feet?
no, more. It was probably like 20 by 20.
Jeez.
So, and this is the thing, since the, you can't go straight through the top. So you go from the side and it moves in. So
Yeah, it
you're
goes,
going
yeah,
like
the angle.
diagonal.
Yeah,
So
I've heard of
we
that
get
too.
in like first, and this elevator fills up. Now I'm in the corner next to like the window, and I've never been claustrophobic my entire life. Never felt it in my life. This elevator starts to fill up. I'm feeling crazy. I start losing oxygen. Like I'm like, I start feeling like it's getting harder to breathe. Like these people, I'm like, these people have to be taking up my air. Like there's so many people breathing in here. And
Oh
I'm
my
like, it's
God,
like
you're
pushed
freaking
wall to
out.
wall, like shoulder to shoulder. I start like getting dizzy, dude. The thing starts moving and it's moving on an angle. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah,
Like
what
I'm
is the
just,
angle thing? Does it like go like up a little bit and then over and then up
no,
and
it
then
just
over?
goes diagonal.
Oh, it goes in it
It
is a
goes straight
smooth move.
diagonal.
Okay.
Yeah. And
It just feels different when you're going on diagonal.
yeah, so there's no one speaking English. They haven't like warned you for what you're about to get into. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this thing's just gonna shoot up real quick, right? And then I start thinking, dude, how long can we be in this elevator? Like, they haven't told us anything, and it starts going real slow. All of a sudden, maybe like 45 seconds in, the elevator just stops, right? And now I'm like, dude, this is not okay. Like, I feel this feeling where I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I was getting overwhelmed. And I've never felt this in a closed space. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there. The doors aren't opening and there's no announcements. And I'm like, dude, is this where, like what's happening? And finally, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 45 seconds later, it starts going again, and I'm like, oh my God. And it opens, and you get out, and you're like, what the thing? The Eiffel Tower is so windy up there that it's shaking, and you can feel the tower like moving. And it's so sketchy, dude. And then so here I am. I'm like, we're going to the top. This is just the second floor, and you have to like take the next elevator to the next to the top. But the second floor is still so high up, and it's windy. I'm feeling the thing move, and I've never felt vertigo before in my life either. And I experienced vertigo for the first time ever, where you feel like dizzy and you don't know what's up and down almost. And I was like, this is not okay.
Having a hard time with the Eiffel Tower,
I was
too.
having the hardest time ever. I was
Jesus.
putting my back against the wall trying to like get my balance.
For such a tough dude, you're such a little
Dude, I
baby,
was
dude.
such a bitch. I was
Did
such
you
a
go to the top? Did you keep going to
bitch.
the.
No, because this
Oh, my
time, no, I tried
God.
to. I tried to. We got in line. Our ticket was only for the second floor. It wasn't
Oh, you gotta get a.
top.
Oh,
And there was
what?
no tickets up there. You couldn't get tickets up there. And no one spoke English.
Oh,
So,
that's weird.
dude, and I was so confused. And I
A
was like, dude,
sham.
they didn't give us the option. I felt scammed. But
Is the restaurant at the top? There's a restaurant at
restaurant's
the
on
top?
the top. Yeah, there's like a glass.
God, in pictures, it's so small at the top, but it must just be massive on
I
the
think
top
it is
still.
really small though. It's gotta be. Because
Yeah.
it's I felt
Like, how big is the top? You know what I mean?
I felt
30
the
by
thing and
30?
it's I felt like a structure of it, and it just feels like a little point.
Right. Yeah, that's all I know is big photos and stuff. And it's like, it looks so
Yeah.
tiny up
I
there.
also woke up that morning. I couldn't breathe anymore, Jerry. I woke up sick as a dog.
Oh, did you? Hit
I was
you?
really feeling it. I couldn't, my nose was clogged. I could tell he was calling me Darth Vader. I was not okay. And then it just pushed through because I was like, I only have 2 days here. And but
Yeah.
yeah, went up there and then I had to take the elevator back down, but this time I knew what I was in for.
Did it do the pause thing again?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that's like switch gears
I
or
know
something.
it's and
When it
someone
goes
said
on
it's
an
an
angle.
extremely old elevator.
I've
And
heard of this thing, yeah.
apparently you could take steps, but I was
Oh.
can't really do the steps anymore. I've never felt such a loose knee before. When I step now down steps, it just wobbles.
Jesus. Gotta tape you up every morning.
But then it was cool though. Did the Eiffel Tower and then
I learned that the Paralympic, or is it all the Olympic medals?
Yeah, for all Paris the Olympics Olympic medals
have a piece of the Eiffel Tower.
I got to feel the Eiffel Tower. That was really cool. It's made the beams have these bumps all over them too.
Like rivets.
It's crazy. And then the structure going up like side, like diagonal, that's all made from these like metal X's. They make like an X and it goes up another X and there's like a beam on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. But it was cool getting to touch the Eiffel Tower and feel it.
Yeah. It's really cool.
And then we went to the Louvre the next day. That was cool. Got to Louvre. They had a Braille book full of each art piece textured. So it was like a
foliate
book.
So probably, for the Louvre, it had to be one of the best accessible museums.
Italy had the best accessible museums, I think.
Uh-huh.
They had like rooms where they had like scaled statues you could touch and these braille, but they had the Louvre is massive. It's gigantic. Like, it's insane. We couldn't even touch the whole thing. And
it was as big as Charles de Gaulle Airport.
That airport.
It's insane.
They have this little room where it was all braille. And they had the headphones too, where they would tell you about each thing, and then a mock statue you could like touch that was pretty like detailed and stuff, and made of the same material. And then they had every material they used that you could touch, like wax.
Oh, cool! Yeah,
that was really cool. But other than that, it was really we got a picture of baby girl in front of the Mona Lisa. That was cool. And then to get you out.
Did you throw some tomato sauce in the Mona Lisa?
No. We to get out of the Louvre, it's like insane. So it was closed. They were closing. So like everyone's rushing out. Some security sees us and they pull us aside to this special elevator that goes through the. So the Louvre is like a pyramid, one part of it, and it goes through the middle of the pyramid. And I've never been in an elevator with this. The whole top half, like my waist up, was open. So you were looking out through the whole Louvre. Like you were just in this circular thing with like padded.
Yeah.
Dude, it was insane. It was really cool. And that was just felt I've never been on something like that.
The accessibility. They're on it with the anyone handicapped, they're like helping you out a lot. Yeah.
The street nice. They have you could press the light and it tells you what street you're on. And then when it's ready, when your turn to walk, it goes ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
How is getting home? How is it going to the airport?
I think we're out of time, aren't we, right now? What time is it? Aren't we well past?
No, we got 20 minutes.
15. 20 minutes?
15.
No way.
Started at 55.
Did we? What time is it?
Yeah, because it was 46 when you called.
I feel like we've been talking for like 18 hours, dude.
Oh, sorry. I've been hogging over here.
On the way home, I travel smooth. Yeah, I went Delta. They wouldn't bump me up past comfort.
Because
they don't bump up past comfort in international flights, which is bogus because there's like 15 seats up front.
Oh.
Like, come on. I kept trying to wheeze them. I thought maybe on the way home, you know, because the parents, they're always trying to help out blind people. And I was trying to pull that card. Like, hey, I need to be close to a bathroom. Right now I'm kind of far. Nah.
You ask at the gate?
I asked everywhere. I called like three times. I asked at the
front
check-in counter. But by the time I got to the gate, it was like it's board time. Yeah. So I go in the lounge. I went to the KLM business lounge. Was top notch, baby.
Same with the Air France one.
Nice.
Dude, they had a sauna and a shower.
Did they?
They had a sauna and a shower.
Yeah, they probably had, like, we were probably in the same one. This is probably KLM Air France room, or whatever.
A special room for sleeping where these like lounge chairs.
The sauna's where it's at, dude.
They had crepes.
Yeah, it was really good food.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, well, I sat in a better seat on the way there. It was a Comfort Select where your feet can recline too.
What do you mean? You know? It's just like a plastic thing that comes down on the seat in front of you.
No, it's a under your seat, like a lazy boy, and how the feet thing comes out and lifts your calves up.
That's nice.
But I slept better on the way home when I was in the back, when I was just in Comfort without that for some reason.
Strange.
I don't know. I think I just slept better on the way home because I was just excited on the way there.
Too.
But yeah, I mean, it was a pretty long flight, you know? It was like 10 hours 45 on the way there, and then like 8 hours 45.
Cali.
I came from LA.
Yeah, the way home for us was 7.5.
Oh my God, it's reminding me to talk about that next time, too. Well, I'm going to talk about that. Cali was first started with a week in LA.
Oh,
filming for the Adidas. They're opening a new shop in downtown LA. But yeah, we're just in the. Did I talk about this?
No.
Look, I did. Just there's an old bank, and right now it's just dusty, exposed walls, wires, just filled with just paint cans and stacks of wood, and like the old bank vault is empty. There's no door on it, and it's just all the old lockbox towers all throughout it.
Holy shit.
Like, kind of cool. And then like a big spiral staircase that goes up to like this full everything's like marble walls.
Damn.
It's just another open area, but it's gonna be like, so the shop is gonna be sick because they're gonna kind of keep it like, keep some of the rustic, you know, the bank vault is still gonna have those old lockbox in it, you know. Then they're gonna do like events in there and stuff like that. We're just in there skating, trying to scratch stuff together. Day One was doing some crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and they're gonna just edit it all, like him skating in there and then it all coming together, you know what I mean?
It'll that's cool.
Flow into it like being fully done.
He's
like
doing
that.
Something each
and cheese and cracker like stuff. It. Crazy shit, yeah. But that was super fun. Going in there and just skating, seeing Day One and stuff is always cool. Yeah, then I chilled, you know, and then I skated a little bit, a couple parks, trying to keep it mellow before Paris, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything was smooth. The travel was all good. I don't really have any complaints.
You know,
I had to poop on the plane on the way home. It's always fun. Oh, the bathroom was faced. You see, when you walk in, like the toilet's across from the door, you know, like directly across. This one was, you walk in, close the door, and the toilet's on the left.
I think I had that too, actually.
It was like rotate. I was like, so my back was facing the front of the plane, which is a very weird feeling. Like sitting backwards while you're flying is not a good feeling of pooping. I do not feel safe. Did not feel secure in there. But yeah, that was it. That was it, man. And then it just rained every day, though. Like every time any chance we had to street skate, it was raining, which is kind of a bummer. But there was a little bridge. So we went to the underground bridge thing. They had a little event there, like a little DIY spot. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that where we first saw each other again, right? For the first time?
They're trying to blow that spot up, I think. They saw something on Instagram.
Yeah, hopefully they got I think maybe they're the ones who got some of the donation from when they tore down the SLS park.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they got some of that stuff.
That'd be cool.
I need some more rails there. And then they had, Vincent was there with the SLS people throwing out some cash. Made 20 euros. That was cool.
Yeah, they went the next day after the competition and did field goals in the soccer stadium.
Yeah, what were they doing? Vincent, where was that at?
Where they built the soccer arena for the Olympics right in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, it's like right in downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been sick. That's what he was kicking, huh?
Yeah.
I saw the videos. I was wondering what the hell he was doing. What was he just kicking goals from, like,
I think
far
just
away or something?
Goals, yeah. It was him and, like, the Raisa girl, really. The girl from Brazil.
Okay. Playing a little football.
I think she got second.
Yeah. It was cool, man. They got to hang with Momiji. What the heck is his name? Oh, I can never remember it. Another kid from Japan.
Yeah.
Dang it, I have no idea. Adidas Riders, Momiji. She didn't make finals. Or she made finals, but she didn't place. She got best trick though, crook nollie heel. Got me all stoked. Oh, Try to learn that one today. Did not happen. Mm-hmm. I did one where I did crook. I pop and flick. And I landed on my board. I'm like, oh my God. And it was like really scary. I started like rolling backwards for a second. And I'm like, oh my God. I don't even know if that flipped. And I sent it to Paul. He's like, no flip, mate. It did not flip. I just kicked it down to the ground and then landed.
Oh my God.
It's like, dang it, dude. Yeah.
Wait, so is a nollie flip, a nollie heel flip? Is it like a switch heel flip?
It's a
switch heel flip going forward.
Yes.
That's the only way my brain can see it. I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah, it's a switch heel, but you're rolling towards the foot you're popping.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, your nose is hitting the ground.
I need a tech deck and you to sit down with me and explain every flip trick to me because I don't understand any of them.
Yeah, we can do just your hands on the board too, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that would be cool. Excited. Yeah,
nollie is just popping off your nose and you're riding your normal stance.
Right.
That's nollie.
Right.
I know everything. Yeah. Everything else is regular off your tail.
Yeah.
Fakie is riding switch, but you're popping off your nose.
Yeah. And then if you could show me where you put your feet for each one. Kick flip, do you put your foot in the pocket or do you put it more on the back of the tail?
It depends on what kind of kick flip I want to do.
Really?
You want to pop? Yeah. If I'm just doing a mellow one, just chill.
Yeah.
I'm more in the pocket. But if I'm really popping, then I want to do kickflip back 5-0, I'm on the end of my tail.
Oh, if you need to get higher?
Yeah. For the most part, I would just learn it off the back of that tail. Because once you get that down, then you can pop. You can get good at popping high. The further back it is.
Yeah.
You know,
the same with heel flips? What did you say?
Yeah, I'm more in the pocket for a heel flip. The opposite pocket, though, than a kick flip.
Oh, so like the one towards the toe? Your heels over there?
No, the ball of
just
my foot.
Just your ball of your foot, I mean? Yeah, okay.
I like to be a little bit, but you can be right in the center.
Is there a reason why? You feel like you can catch it better?
It's, it just kind of pushes the board and kind of a shove it, and then when you heel flip it, it kind of pushes it back, so it keeps it more level.
Okay.
I don't know. You can.
Yeah.
You know. No, I'm sorry. I go the opposite. My foot's kind of in the opposite pocket, because then it has counterbalance of like I'm flicking off the one corner and I'm pushing off the other corner.
Hmm.
So then it stays straight.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're pushing it regular shove basically, and it's pulling it back with the heel flip foot, like the flicking foot.
Yes, but I'm like in the opposite pocket though.
Yes.
I'm in the kickflip pocket of almost where you would be front shoving.
Huh.
But okay. I kind of like, I don't know. I just like my feet on opposite sides of the board. It just feels normal to me.
I think my favorite trick is a front side flip. Like, just I love when people do those.
I've been trying to learn.
I like how you can do them up a ramp and come back regular.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to. I want to get front side flips so I could go up and do them on a bank.
Well, you got the front heels.
Yeah.
You should get the front heels on. It's a way cool. I mean, front side flips are sexier looking, but a front heel is more like, ooh.
Would that be a varial heel doing a front 180?
Yep. Front side 180 heel flip.
Oh, okay. Yep. I think, that's something I could go towards.
Because I know you've gotten close. You've actually gotten close to those.
I have. I've done like, I've almost done a varial heel. Like, I guess which that would be is a varial heel.
I thought you did one.
Sound like an idiot. Varial heel sex change. Are they still calling that or body varial?
Yeah, you can't say sex change anymore. But
sorry.
Listen, you mean a varial heel and you body varial the other way?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about that?
What is that?
It would be a in street terms, varial heel.
Body varial.
Body varial.
Okay. but
not
I want
a good. Don't do that trick.
Yeah, I know. it's happened on accident. Sick. Yeah, I'm excited to like just start from the, like I said, the basics, like just after once I can push, like just being in the street and just trying stuff over and
and you'll
over.
be so fired up to
I
skate.
know, and I
It'll
feel like
come
my
quick.
technique will get better, you know?
Yeah, you'll be more
Focus
just like
more on this shit than
just
just trying to
like
like slow
hyped on
down.
it. It's hard to find that kind of hype when you're
Yeah,
skating.
it is.
You know, you get drained after a while.
Yeah. No, I'll be stoked. It'll be fun just even trying to pop into a curb and figure things out, you know?
Yeah, back on the board.
All over again.
But I
Sick.
mean, yeah, you'll be working out like a maniac, so you'll be strong,
Yeah,
strong.
exactly. I'm pumped, whatever the future holds, I'm ready.
So yeah, I think well, we can do one more episode before the surgery, right?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Do one more and
And
then
I'm
going
next
under the
day surgery.
knife.
Only the knifey. I know my wifey wishes she could use the knifey. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, man. Great trip. Shout out to all the adaptive guys and all the people in the adapt world that couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Just keep growing the
I
sport.
know Justin should have been there for sure.
Yeah, Justin, Tia.
Tia would have been a high. Yeah, there are no girls there.
That was one thing that kind of
There
bummed
was
us
no
out. No girl
girls.
representation. And Kanye got, I know Kanye got told, I don't know if Tia, it's annoying because that can make, well, it's cool. I think this is the start of like,
Well, Kanye could have
guess
been
you'll
there,
be
but
way big.
she decided to do whatever other crap. I don't know.
But
Should have been
more
there. Yeah.
representation.
Yeah, we it would have been nice. But sweet. Yeah, man. Missed you already.
Yeah,
My
same
baby. I miss
here,
my baby.
man. Delta misses you.
Squish my little. I know no Delta didn't make that on this
No.
one. Would have been too much.
She would have hated Paris. It's
She loves
no
Paris.
grass.
She loves Paris, dude. She could have peed right on the SLS court. I think they put in real grass.
Oh my God.
I thought I heard somebody say that.
She would have
I
been,
don't know
that
if
would
they
have
were
been
joking around.
epic if Delta was on the course
Takes
too.
a dump on the course. It's been so
Dude,
good.
that was the first baby ever on SLS course.
I think so. Yeah.
Epic.
Think? I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
First
that's what they
baby.
said.
Did they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were like,
That's
is that
funny.
a baby?
That
They were like, yes, that is a baby.
a baby. Tim O'Connor, I
Oh,
think,
it's
is the announcer.
great. Yeah, it's fun. All right. Well, love you, doggy. And thank you, everyone. Sorry about last weekend, but that's why. And
Yeah, I didn't want to bring all my
I know
past
we should have done it when Kelly said it though in the room.
was
I
on my
kept thinking about
phones.
that. I regretted not, but we were so drained.
We didn't even film any four by eyes
Idiots. I know.
videos
We
or
really
anything,
dropped the ball here. But we'll be I'll be back out there when once things settle for you.
we got to do an actual four by eyes trip.
Yeah.
Because those trips, I'm just like straight when I'm focused skiing.
No, I it totally makes sense. I
Yeah.
it was cool to see you in work mode, and it was nice. Thanks for like making like the time that you were able to make.
Yeah, man. Had to see my baby. Baby,
All
baby.
right, well, eyes
All
and
right,
ears.
doggy.
See you
Yes.
next week. And as Joe List says, it's really hard traveling with a baby. Sucks for him because it wasn't for us.
Yeah. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Wait, no, that's not how we end it.
And keep pushing.
And one
And
la una more.
I should have learned keep pushing in French. Damn
I
it.
know I did
Hang
one.
on. Hang on. Give me one
Oh shit,
second.
I just stopped it.
Oh, it's all right.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
How do you say keep pushing in French?
French, keep pushing is continue à pousser.
Oh, excuse me. Continue à pousser? What was that? That's too fun.
I cook you the pussy and una more.
Excuse me?
That
That's fun. All right. Adios, amigos.
was good. Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy. Okay, yeah, keep pussy. Keep me pussy.
Check. Voice over
Yeah,
zero.
Vincent
Recording.
commented on my videos. He's like,
Daniel
oh,
Natural
I love
recording.
this.
Daniel recording.
Who did?
Vincent.
Oh, Vincent.
Keep pushing and one love from four bad eyes.